Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Many teenagers live under the constant pressure of trying to be something that they are not. Those young people often live in fear, anxiety, and depression because they can never measure up. Listen as Caleb Reed shares a perspective God has been teaching him on how to be a worm.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, where the Christmas season is in the air. We're getting prepared for some big programs where we're inviting many people to come from the community. If you think of it, pray for God to work in hearts through the preaching of the gospel. Well, I've got right now sitting next to me, Caleb Reed. Those of you who listen to the podcast know of Caleb. He's got a heart for you young people, part of the Generation, and I know he's got something from the Lord here for you today. So Caleb, why don't you take it away?
There was a statement that Dr. Jim made a number of years ago. I think he repeated it again at the Generation Youth Summit, this recent one. But it's a statement that stuck with me for quite a while, but in these recent days has meant even more. I graduated from seminary back in May of this year, and so I've been just working a normal 40-hour-a-week job, doing painting, actually. It's been a little bit different for me, and I've painted before, but I maybe wouldn't call myself a professional just yet, so I'm learning a lot. This statement, as I've been working, painting, has come to my mind many times. And the statement was, and I'm not going to get it word for word, but the gist of it, what Dr. Jim said was, why pretend to be something you're not? Why not just admit who you really are, instead of trying to pretend you're something you're really not when you're really not who you really are? He has a classic way of saying what seems complicated but really is simple. And the essence of it is this: if you're not something, why are you pretending to be that something? So I just mentioned that I've been painting. Well, you know, some days are good days. I cut a straight line, I roll a really nice line. And other days, not so much. Go a little too fast, a little too careless, bump things you shouldn't, knock something over that you wish you hadn't, or just spill paint. And some days, it just doesn't go the way you want it to be. And yet, this old flesh of mine really wants to pretend that I'm a professional painter, that I just know what I'm doing and that I could never make a mistake. And you know, this statement that Dr. Jim has made has come to my attention many times because young people just like you, you know, sometimes I get corrected or I get challenged to do something differently. And I don't often like that. The other night I was reading 1 Peter chapter 1 with my wife and came across verse 24. The Bible says, "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever." You know, young people, I think all of us would like to appear smarter, more handsome, more pretty, more adept at their skills, more proficient, better GPA, better pay, whatever it may be. There's always something that we seem to be striving for. And whenever we're exposed for being what we're not, what we want to be, oftentimes it hurts. But as Dr. Jim made that statement, it's resonated with me because I began to realize, why am I fighting to be something that I'm not? Why don't I just admit who I really am and just enjoy it? You know, the scripture here that I just read says, the flesh is grass, the glory of man is the flower of grass, and all of that is going to someday wither and fall away. So why do I keep trying to put on a facade? You know, my day goes so much better when I just admit, hey, I'm not a professional painter just yet. Hey, you know what? I didn't get an A in that class. You know what? Sometimes I have character weaknesses. You know what? Sometimes I still need to grow. And just admitting where I am, it saved me so much heartache when I get corrected on the job. Oh, Caleb, why'd you do that? Instead of trying to give an excuse, snap back so I can try to make sure that my reputation is intact, in my eyes at least, why not just admit, yeah, I messed up. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Hey, I need to grow. Can you show me? If I need to grow in something, why don't I get the training? Why don't I get the help? You know, the scripture in Proverbs talks about the foolish man being someone who hates correction, and a wise man is the one who encourages the correction, or someone who embraces the correction. It's not really about being someone genius. It's just being about someone who's willing to admit who they really are and not try to put on a facade for who they really aren't. It's really simple. And, you know, I have found this has changed my day. It's changed my work week. It's changed my relationship with my wife. It's even changed my relationship with the Lord. You know how many times I can come to the Lord in my devotions and just be humble with Him and not try to pretend I'm something that I'm not, and just say, Lord, I messed up here, or Lord, I'm struggling to stay awake, but I really want to meet with You, or Lord, I failed here, but I want to do better here, or Lord, I need to grow. Lord, I'm trying my best. Lord, would You show Yourself? Would You reveal Yourself? It's amazing. My devotions come alive when I'm just humble and honest and not try to give excuses to the Lord why I disobeyed or why I haven't been spending more time with Him, and just be honest and say, okay, Lord, here's where I'm at. Here's what I've done, and I want to change, and I want to grow. Because my flesh and the glory that of my being, my character, of what I might fight for, someday it's going to fade away. Someday it fades away within 24 hours. But certainly at the end of time, everything I did in the flesh, every action or response that I yelled at someone or got angry, or maybe didn't say anything, just seethed inside because I was trying to prove something that I really wasn't, all of those will someday be revealed. And how much time was wasted when I was trying to live a life of someone I really wasn't? There's a devotional book that I've read a number of years ago by Roy Hessian, and he has a story in there, an illustration of the difference between a snake and a worm. And he asks the question, are you a snake who snaps at and bites at and tries to attack anything that approaches him? Or are you willing to just be a worm? As scriptures say in Psalm 22, for I am a worm and no man. Are you willing to just be a worm, someone who has no defense, no offense, just someone who is willing to be honest with who they are and not try to pretend that they're not something they're not? So maybe this week, some of the stress, some of the frustration that you felt because you're trying to keep up your image, you can just release it to the Lord and just be willing to be who you really are. Be honest with who you are. Tell people who you are and not try to be something you're not. Embrace correction and enjoy it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, one verse that comes to mind is that God resists the proud and He gives grace to the humble. And you know, the thing is God will bless someone who is being honest and humble with who they really are. And really, honestly, that's what the generation is all about, because we're not a bunch of superstars who've got it all together, who know the secret, and, you know, we're just bragging about, you know, hey, I took the 21-day challenge and I kept it, or I kept a part of it, and, oh, I know how to do this, and I've got this shirt, and I've been to the conference. That is not the generation. The generation is a generation of weaklings who know how weak they are, who aren't trying to hide it. But here's the thing, young people, they know how strong their God is, and they're not ashamed of it. And that's why that's why our desire is to totally surrender to the will of God. And when you see that will, it's impossible. That's why we depend upon Him. You know, Jesus loves to lift up the humble. So, total surrender to God, total dependence on His power, and guess what, young people? Even as a weakling, you can turn the world upside down with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.